For today's episode, I want to talk to you about an easy way to build your email list. Honestly, like, this is one of the easiest ways to build your email list, and so let's talk about that today.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So, first things first, like, why do you build your email list? Well, if it isn't completely obvious, I want to give you, like, some very specific feedback. But basically, email is the most profitable online marketing channel that you have available to you as a business. And so if you want to make money online, having an email list, building that email list, having regular contact with your prospects and your customers through email it's like by far the most profitable thing you can do. And the other thing that happens when you do it is that it actually adds to the profitability of every other channel. Like, so if you're investing in ads in some channel, whatever, well, you invest in those ads, you get those people on your email list, suddenly they're worth a lot more, and you're able to then invest more in the advertising. You're able to show up higher, you're able to show up more frequently, and you're able to show up just more for your prospects, because once they get on your email list, they're worth more, and so your business can grow easier, etc. So, like, that's one major thing, right? But what does that come down to? Well, in the information business, so if you're selling expert information about something, especially if that information is in the somehow ROI oriented category, it is pretty standard for each individual email, on average, to be worth $1 per email per month. So what does that mean? When one person signs up, it's not necessarily that that person is going to buy, but over, let's say, 100 people, that means you're going to make $100 per month when you have 100 emails on your list. You do 1,000 emails, and you're going to make $1,000 per month. You do 10,000, you get 10,000 emails on your list, $10,000 a month, or a six-figure business, 100,000 emails, $100,000 per month. Now, a good marketer, especially if you're able to help the person, like, as they invest money, it's like buying money at a discount. Like, so your products, your services actually help them make more money. It's easy to get that up to $2 or $3 per email per month, on average. But then again, the bigger your list gets, sometimes that will actually pull down the value per email per month. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but just as like a baseline rule, I'm building my email list, I'm gonna get $1 per email per month. And so I'm gonna wanna invest in building that list, because the bigger that list gets, the more revenue the list is gonna be able to generate. Now, other businesses don't necessarily have the exact same numbers, but the principle is largely the same. So maybe in your market, it is only 50 cents per email per month, or maybe in your market, it's $10 per email per month, or whatever, right? Often, a very small and close-knit market, especially for higher ticket products or services, you could have it be $50 or $100 per email per month, but maybe the market size is smaller or there's other conditions on that. But again, the same principle applies in every market and every business. It's, you know, if I add 100 emails on average, I'm gonna add a certain amount of revenue per month from consistently making offers to my email list. And so bigger email lists is going to equal bigger revenue, bigger profits for your business. So I did promise an easy way to build your email list. And this can apply if your business is brand new. This can also apply if your business is out there and, like, it's been running for a while and you have a big email list already. It's just a really effective way to build your email list. And it's simple. It's easy. So I want to give you a very specific description of this in the context of my business, and we'll zoom out and talk about the strategy or technique, the implementation, more generally after that. So I put out these episodes every day. I've put out a ton of videos on YouTube, and I put out a ton of content before that, going all the way back to 2014. And some of that content hits. Like, some of it people really resonate with, people respond to. I don't always know what's going to get the most interest. Some of that, it gets almost no interest. It gets almost no response, relatively. Like, there's much less interest in certain topics or whatever. And over the course of time, certain videos, especially in YouTube, have kind of risen to the top as being the most popular. Like, they get a lot of additional traffic beyond the initial traffic that I sent from announcing the daily episode. And so what I am doing specifically in my business is I'm creating it's what Russell Brunson calls a lead squeeze funnel. Basically it's two pages. The first page is, hey, you want to watch this video? Just, you know, click here to request this video for free. And it's a super simple page. You know, it's got the thumbnail of the video on one side. It's got a headline. It's got a button for, you know, click here to watch now. And when they click that button, there's an opt-in form that pops up. They fill in their name and email address, and then they're taken to a thank you page. It's the second page. And on that page, there is the video. Actually, because I'm doing YouTube videos, it's available right there, right? So I embed the video right there with any links that I mention in the video. And below that, I basically make a very simple offer. Like, here's the next step. Like, if you like that, here's what you need to do. And that links people to BTMS Insiders. Now, the big difference between a traditional download your stuff thank you page and this is that there actually is a next step. There's an offer placed on this page. And so that offer is designed for the limited number of people who get it and they're ready to go all in. It just gives those people a next step to follow, right? I know that, like, this is the beginning of a relationship with these people on my email list. So there's not this established knowing and liking and trusting of me, where a large number of those people are going to convert. I didn't have an initial offer that makes it easy for them to do like a one-click purchase, whatever. But what this is it's a super fast and easy way that I can take a lot of popular content and I can say, hey, a lot of people seem to be interested in this video. What if I find new ways to drive traffic to these videos and just say, hey, you want to check out this video? Go here now and sign up and you'll be able to watch it immediately. And then it directs a certain number of those people to my offer, to my main offer. And you can do this with any kind of content. So if you're doing articles, if you're doing white papers, if you're doing tutorials, if you're doing infographics, if you're doing special reports, if you're doing art, like, it doesn't matter. You can put this stuff there and you can say, hey, you want to check this out? Go download this here. And then it directs them to a page that has the offer. Like, it's super, super simple. It's ridiculously simple. And honestly, you don't need any special website software or anything for this. You just need that opt-in form to redirect to a page where they can get the download that they've been promised. And there is information on a next step that they can take, on the next offer. And, like, when you do this, what you're doing is you are essentially setting up ways to attract as many people as possible onto your email list. Now, this isn't necessarily the only funnel strategy you should use or the only email list building strategy that you should use, but it's a very, very, very simple approach. It's like, hey, you want this free thing? Sign up, and here's the free thing. And I will say that I'm even working with clients where the free thing that people are signing up for is kind of a value first, education oriented video sales letter. And honestly, this actually isn't that different from a webinar funnel. Like, sign up for the webinar here, like, or the webinar recording. Here's the webinar recording. Now go, you know, buy. There are a lot of different ways that you can think about the same strategy being put to use, but The beauty of doing this, no matter how you do it, is in the simplicity. Like, it's just, hey, let me put this out there as quick as possible. I'm repurposing this content that I'm creating every day, especially the ones where I'm able to see, like, oh, these are the ones that people are resonating with, right? I'm doing that, and I'm redirecting them to a page where they can sign up for my email list if they want it. And it's just an easy way to create some different alternatives that you can test to build your email list and to grow that email list so that you are then able to expand your business through consistent email marketing. Now, if you are doing email marketing, if you want to know like how to get cash flow out of your email list, if you want to write emails better, if you want to do any of that, I actually offer a lot of training on copywriting in general and email marketing specifically inside the BTMS Insiders training library, including some of my monthly Insiders calls and additional training. And it's actually all available for one low monthly fee. So it's like Netflix, but for marketing and copywriting training. So you pay a low monthly fee, you get access to everything, instant streaming access, and you can keep it as long as you want and keep watching everything, including new training that gets added. That's at BTMS Insiders. The link is in the description, or BTMSinsiders.com. The link is in the description to the All Access Pass, which gets you access to everything. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or a review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are your questions or topics you'd like to see covered in an upcoming episode? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com. Sign up. I promise that whatever sign up form you use, there's going to be some kind of redirect that will also take you to BTMS Insiders if you are the type of person who wants to go deep immediately. And when you sign up, you'll get episode notifications plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.